Hey y'all, this is Sophia Celeste, and you are listening to the Brown and Bonita podcast. Hi, everybody. I hope everyone's doing well. I've missed saying that. I've missed y'all. It's been a little over a couple months since the last time we talked. And I'm pretty sure the last time we talked, I was also supposed to deliver with a few more episodes at the end of December. At the end of last year, I gave myself a little bit of a challenge to post an episode a week for the month of December. And just proved to myself that I could be a little bit more consistent. And I made it through 2 weeks. And honestly, I kind of failed. I got a little overwhelmed and overstimulated by the time the third week came around. I said, but nonetheless, you all were very, very sweet and understanding as always. You guys are so kind and just, give me my time when I need a little break or a little breather. And I got so many sweet messages from y'all just telling me how much you really appreciated my efforts or how much you really enjoyed the episodes that I did put out, even if it was just 2 weeks in a row. So thank you for that. And just wanted to say a little, I'm sorry. Since then as well, there's been so many holidays that have passed. So happy belated everything. Happy belated Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's. And I hope you celebrated it well if you celebrate. I personally celebrate Christmas with my family. So I went home and I was just home for a couple weeks. It was me and the boys. So me, my brother, and my dad. My mom was in our motherland and she said, "Hey, Nina, you gotta hold down the fort for a few weeks." So that's exactly what we did. I've been very, very blessed and grateful and honestly spoiled more than anything to be able to spend Christmas with my family all 23 years of my life. So this was the first year where we didn't really do too much. We kind of just ate hella food, watched an absurd amount of movies, and more than that, just enjoyed quality time together. It's very few and far between where we're all together in the same house anymore. So getting to enjoy those couple weeks with my sweet boys was very endearing and much needed. The transition from 2023 to 2024 was very seamless, as it usually is. Time just is always going, it's always continuing. So January was very sweet. It was just full of work and shoots, which I always feel very grateful to do and grateful to be asked to do. I got to work with a lot of cool companies that I hadn't before. So that was always a little nerve-wracking. But as I've mentioned on episodes before, I'm getting more and more comfortable in front of the camera and saying, yeah, I model sometimes. So that was very exciting. And as I've gotten older as well, I've become less of a New Year's resolutions type of girl, and I've become more of a setting my intentions and goals for the month type of girl. So for January, it was just working and saving as much as possible. In February, it was being a little bit more selfish and going on those trips that I wanted to and spending time with my loved ones and taking all the opportunities that come my way and saying yes. So February consisted of my boyfriend's birthday, which, if y'all know me, I love celebrating all my loved ones' birthdays, but he's just extra, extra special because he's just the specialest person in the world. I got to go home for a little bit, which was so nice because I just honestly, I missed my mom and I wanted to see her. So I went home for a week or so, and that was very special. I worked a lot still, was able to, work as much as I could. And then at the end of February, I went and I spent 4 or 5 days with my best friend Deja, which I feel like I've talked about all my friends on here, but Deja's just so special and she holds such a special place in my heart. And being able to spend time with all my friends is such a blessing because as we get older, our lives get more and more busy and things get complicated, and we just see less of each other sometimes, and that's totally all right. But I've also realized so many of my friends have moved to different places. So a majority of my friends are long distance besties, and Deja is in that category. So being able to go see her and spend time with her and her family is always such a blessing. And we kind of just did what sisters do, which is lay on the couch and eat a bunch of sweets and savories and adventured a little bit, watched hella movies, and just got to enjoy each other's company more than anything. And that's such a special thing to be able to do with people that you don't get to see every day. Yeah, as I said, I love her very dearly. I miss her very much already. It's only been a little under a week since I've seen her, and I already want to come back. And I feel like not only just over the last couple months, but over the last 5 or so months, I've been on my phone more than ever, and not for a means of doom scrolling or out of boredom or because my friends sent me something, but it's been more so to be as knowledgeable with everything going on in the world as I possibly can. Since everything has happened in Palestine, I've been so vigilant about keeping up to date with journalists and keeping up to date with as much news as I possibly can, sharing as many resources as I can, doing what I can, because more than anything, I feel so helpless and I feel a sense of guilt that life for me is continuing on while their livelihoods and their homes and their lands are being stripped of them. As an Indigenous woman, I feel like I got all the credentials to say this, but Indigenous sovereignty includes Palestine, it includes Congo, it includes Sudan and Yemen and Lebanon and Syria and Indonesia and Aotearoa. It includes all of them. And as much as I am always the biggest advocate for amplifying and showing off our success and our joys, this shit is going on right now. And it's not even in history books or textbooks yet. It's happening right now. We need to remain teachable. I don't know everything going on, and I want to learn and share. I want to make it very clear that it's land back forever, it's free Palestine forever, and it's centering Indigenous liberation, sovereignty, and voices for fucking ever, okay? Anyways, with that all being said, I am holding so much hope, and more than anything, I'm very grateful to see what the rest of the year has in store. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I'm hoping for the good, and I'll hold space for the bad sometimes, but we'll see. Let's see where this takes us. Anyways, to be real frank with y'all, I had been struggling with thinking up a topic idea for literally the last month and a half. I had been wanting to record, I'd been wanting to come back and not make it a whole big 2 month hiatus. And then the other night I turned to my boyfriend and I go, I want to record, I just don't know what I want to talk about, and you give me a topic idea, tell me anything, like tell me something. He goes, why don't you talk about getting older in this past year? And I looked at him and I said, yeah. Because if y'all know me personally, I feel like I've mentioned it at least a handful of times, but 23 felt like the most transformative year for me, whether it was with work or in my personal life or with my mental health or anything in between. There was a lot of good and a lot of bad, and again, everything and anything in between happened. So I sat down and I was able to kind of reflect and think about the best things and the most advice-worthy things that I could think about that came out of my 23rd chapter, and I thought I'd share it with y'all. Whether if you're in your 20s or in your 30s or in your teenage years or whatever, however old you are, I hope this speaks to you even just a little bit, and you know, you learn a little something, whether about me or, you know, if it speaks to you and your experience. But yeah, I hope you enjoy it. So the first thing that I wrote down was that it's okay to miss people who aren't in your life anymore. Now, personally, I didn't go through a friend breakup within the last 6 months or the last year. It actually happened a few years ago now. More than anything, it changed the way that I looked at loving people and friendships. And honestly, it was kind of like my first heartbreak. I think a lot of girls and femme presenting people can attest to this, but friend breakups are so much worse than any romantic one. I think with everything that went on in the last year and all the good and the change and everything that happened, I felt like a new version of myself. And I knew so much of who I am deeply rooted is obviously the same, but I just remember thinking we both wouldn't know anything that had happened in the last few years. And that, honest to God, broke my heart for a little bit at the beginning of handling that grief and honestly grieving a person that was no longer in my life, having a lot of anger and guilt towards missing them. And I think the biggest thing that I had to work through was realizing that our friendship did not fail. It just ended. And that sometimes that happens in the same way it happens with romantic breakups or familial breakups. That's just a normal part of life. People grow apart and people grow up and people grow different. The best thing that came out of last year was realizing I don't need to hold guilt or resentment or anger to the thought of potentially missing them. One of the biggest things is realizing that it ended for a reason. I think the other greatest thing that came out of last year was realizing that I'm able to hold space for the people that we once were and the memories attached to them. Now I'm able to look back and smile and think, oh wow, that was so special. I'm so glad I was able to share with them. And lastly, on that topic, you don't need to reach out because, end of the day, you gotta take care of your own health and wellness, babe. And as I said before, everything ends for a reason. And when it ends, let it. When it goes, let it. And yeah. Anyways, that's my first lesson that I got out of last year, and whew, am I glad I learned it. The next thing I have written down is getting older is inevitable and getting older is okay. I don't know why, but when I was younger, I wanted to be grown so bad, and I don't think that's a singular experience either. I think so many adolescents and teenagers want to act grown and be grown until they get grown, and then they're like, ugh. Take me back, please. I remember being younger as well and thinking at certain times I'd get certain things done and have hella things. When I was 18, I thought up and down that at 23, I would be living in New York on Broadway, living in the Upper East Side, and thriving. And I'm doing one of those things. I am indeed thriving. I'm just nowhere near that. I remember having so many goals for myself, even at 22, that I haven't completed yet. And not being there, getting certain things done, kind of scared me for a bit. I remember turning 23 and feeling like, oh my God, I haven't gotten anything done. And looking at everybody else in my life, I was like, wow, look at what they're doing. Look at this, look at that, look at whatever. Not having certain things scared me for a bit, and not getting certain goals done scared me for a bit. But then I realized having my plan not go completely my way is totally okay. And everything's going to come to light when it has to, and everything will happen exactly when it has to. So that was the next thing. And now I'm very grateful to say that I'm 23. Yeah, I made it to my mid-20s. What you mean? That's so exciting. In tandem with what I just said, the next thing I have written down is your journey is yours and to not fucking compare because it really is the thief of joy. And in tandem with all of those, the next thing that I wrote was your body, just like your mind and outlook on life and heart and everything else, is always changing. And that's normal. I want to scream that at me and everybody else because it's so fucking easy to look at other people and compare and say, oh, I want that, or I wish this part of myself was different, or I wish I could take this and move it there, or whatever it may be. I wish I was lighter. I wish I was darker. I wish I was thinner. I wish I was bigger. I wish I was thicker. I wish whatever, right? Whatever it may be, it's so easy to be your own harshest critic. But it's that much harder to be gentle and hold space and appreciate the way that you look. My body is always changing. I think as women, our bodies are constantly flowing and flexing and doing so much. And I look at photos of myself from last summer or a year ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago and being like, wow, I was so pretty, or wow, I didn't really appreciate how I looked at that time. I remember how I felt at that time. I remember feeling this or that or whatever. And now that I'm older, looking back and being like, dang, two things. Being like, dang, I wish I still looked like that. Or two, dang, I wish I fucking appreciated that while I had it. And it reminded me of this show that I watched a month ago that absolutely wrecked me. So beautifully done. And if you haven't watched One Day on Netflix, I definitely recommend it. But there was a quote in there that made me full body sob, where Emma Morley goes, I was really quite gorgeous in my 20s, though I didn't appreciate it at the time. Comparing yourself or being your own harshest critic is really fucking the worst thing you could do. It's really the thief of joy. It's really the thief of contentment and happiness. I think the best thing that I've done in the last year is just holding space for my body and reminding myself that it is constantly working to keep me alive and take care of me and fuel me. And I remember after watching that episode, standing in the mirror, because it'd been so long since I'd done this, and saying vocally what I love about myself. I just have big calves and big thighs, and it's always been that way. And as beautiful and as sexy as it is, it also kind of reminds me of my legs when I was a kid. They've just always been the same. They've always been real chunky and big, and I love that. And then I remember looking at my hands and saying, well, they remind me of my Nona's. I have my Nona's hands, and that's so beautiful. I remember looking at my arms and saying, I love how strong I look, and I love that I know I could take care of myself, and I'm able to cook for myself because of my arms and because of my hands. I remember looking at my face and just my body in general and saying, I love you and thank you, and I'm going to care for you forever in the same way that you care for me. I was very emotional that day, but I just remember crying. It's so easy to be mean to yourself, but it's that much harder to be nice to yourself and hold space and be gentle and kind and loving. And I think that's another big thing I got out of this past year, was working out to feel good and strong and not to be a certain size or to look a certain way. And another thing is intuitive eating. I am going to eat whatever the fuck I want. I know a lot of people say, you know, it's 85% eating and whatever, whatever. If my body wants something, I'm going to feed it with whatever. All right. The next thing I have written down is, money will come, time will go, so book that fucking trip. That's so true. I spent so much of the past year being able to travel, being able to spend time with my family, being able to go to places that I love and places that feel so, so welcoming and so kind. And I don't think I'd be able to have gone if I didn't let go of that sense of guilt I have attached to spending money on myself. I'm very frugal with myself, but I'm not with other people. So I think one of the biggest lessons that came out of last year was, I'm just worthy to celebrate and to take out and to go on trips with. And trips is kind of like a big jump into the deep end. I started off very slow. I started with, you know, taking myself to get a food that I've been craving, but I haven't wanted to spend the money on. It also went with buying myself things that I'd wanted forever, but I just didn't see the point of spending that extra buck on myself. And then I did, and it felt so good. And felt like I was overcoming parts of myself that are just really deeply rooted. And then it came to trips, and now I'm probably the most past it that I can be. I feel no sense of guilt with buying myself a ticket to go anywhere that I want, and I'm so grateful that I'm able to do that, and I'm able to go spend time and adventure, quality time with my loved ones and everything like that. So I think that's another beautiful thing that I was able to do and learn within the last year. The next thing I've written down is, needing your friends and your family isn't a sign of weakness. I don't know where this comes from in me, but I always feel such a sense of guilt with asking for help or needing someone to talk to or wanting a shoulder to cry on. And in the last year, I've kind of let go of that probably the most that I could, because so much good came of it, but also it was very scary how quickly things were changing. And I just remember my mental health being so good some days and me being on cloud nine, and then the next day just not being able to get up or just crying all day or feeling super anxious for like a month at a time and needing to go home because I needed my parents and I just needed to hug them and talk to them and hear like their words of advice and words of wisdom. And in the last year, I probably cried more than I ever have in my life. I probably laid in my friends' and my family's arms way more than I ever have in my life. And I probably opened up the most that I have in my entire life. That's very beautiful. And I'm grateful that I'm able to do that. And I also just feel so extremely lucky and blessed to be surrounded by such beautiful and loving and supportive people who just want the best for me. Your people in your life love you and they want to take care of you and they want to be there for you, whatever big or little way that they can. And you don't need to face things alone. There's people who love you very dearly, and leaning on them isn't ever, ever, ever a sign of being less than or weak or anything. So, lastly, and most importantly, I wrote down, lead with kindness. It will always come back to you in the big and the little ways. I feel so lucky to have made it through the last year, and I'm not even done. I'm still 23 for another like month and a half, but I just feel so lucky to have been able to do all the things I do and to work the jobs I've worked and to have the opportunities I have. And like I said just a second ago, be able to spend it with the people that I love the most in this world. And I think all of that comes from being a good person and being kind and loving and attentive and understanding and truly, truly, truly believe in karma more than anything. I think you put good things out into the world, good things will come back to you in its time. You can't force it, you can't rush it, you know, just in the same way. I think if you lead with negativity or a bad spirit, those things will come back to you in the end and bite you in the butt. Anyways, that's that on that. I wrote as many things that could come to mind down. I bet something will pop into my head at some point and I'll say, damn, I wish I added that to the episode. But I hope this helps even just one person. And I hope something that I said spoke to you. That's the end of this episode. Thank you all so much for listening. As always, if you'd like to keep up to date with more behind the scenes and polls and question and answer type of things, you should follow our Instagram. It's Brown E Bonita. That's BrownYBonita. So much fun, cute stuff goes down there. So I'm letting y'all know. I say it every episode. Y'all should follow it. And besides that, you can find our podcast on every and any streaming podcasting platform. And that's such an honor and such a blessing to say. Some of my favorites are Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Pandora. For all my Pandora listeners out there, I see y'all. I love y'all. And with that, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your March. I'll probably talk to you beginning April, but we'll see. And yeah. I love y'all so much. Have a good one.